Hello and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez.
I'm Larry Larson.
Playing the part of Brian Keller today.
I'll do what I can.
I think he's in Russia.
Really?
Not Sochi.
No. Okay.
But who knows?
Well, I hope he brought water with him after seeing the articles this week.
Exactly. So yeah. He could use a little rust in his bones. So, you know, huge story, Larry.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, it was the big story of the week.
Satya Nadella is our new CEO, number three.
There is smoke from the CEO conclave, and we have a CEO. Yes. So it was the big news earlier this week. We've got Satya, and he's very well respected and loved across Microsoft. So everyone is really excited about it. We can't wait.
Yeah, this is awesome. So kudos, and definitely very interesting mood inside, and everybody's saying, wow. So the guy who was running Azure, and he's run search, and what is this actually going to be is kind of like the next question that people are saying.
So. Yeah, yeah, excellent track record, so for sure. Can't wait to see where we go.
Yeah, should be fun. And speaking of which, Scott Guthrie is now going to take over Satya's. Now, they did say this was on an interim basis, and the idea is, you know, Satya's position in Azure. Now, Scott, I guess, moves up. He was leading PM, and now he kind of runs all of CNE. So this is a big move for Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is awesome. So we, of course, love Scott Guthrie.
Yeah, in love with Scott Guthrie, yeah.
Man crush.
Yeah.
I have What Would Scott Goo Do as a shirt.
Yeah. Is it a red polo?
It is.
Yeah, nice.
Yes.
Nice. So, I was very excited. I unlocked the achievement of actually buying Scott Goo a red polo shirt at the last minute before Build 2012. So that was the highlight of my career, was running to find him a red polo.
Oh, really?
Before we went live.
Oh, interesting.
I think he'd spilled something on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so it's like, you'd think he would have like a Superman closet full of...
Well, we did that in a joke video.
In a wardrobe, yeah.
Yeah. So, I hope this stays permanent.
Yeah.
That's my vote.
That would be awesome. I love Scott.
Yes. So definitely cool stuff. So big announcements, obviously, for Microsoft. But what does it mean for developers? Another big thing is Visual Studio 2013 update to CTP1. So you can't go live with this. This is what's called our community technology previews.
Yeah.
So the idea is, hey, we have a bunch of our things that are in bug fixes or new features that we want you to try out. Now, this is a 90-day license, so it definitely will expire. And these are not recommended for everyone. This is, hey, I've actually set up maybe a virtual machine to test stuff on. It's really somebody that wants to see the latest and greatest.
Yeah.
But it's just another way for us to get community feedback on our releases.
And then next, we have one of my favorite things is keyboard shortcuts.
So keyboard shortcuts.
I'm all about the keyboard shortcuts and saving time. Here's five of them for Visual Studio. There's some pretty cool ones in here, like moving code up and down with Alt up and down, if you don't know that one. Another one that looked pretty cool was creating your own collapsible region. So like a function or a class has a collapsible arrow so that you can, you know, kind of hide it while you're working.
What is the shortcut?
It's Control M and Control H to get rid of it. So you can make your own, so you can take like all your inebriated code that you did the night before and just hide it.
Yes.
So that I'll go back and work on that later.
Please don't look behind the the code.
You don't want to see what's in here. And
yes.
then unhide it later. So that's kind of cool. So yeah, some keyboard shortcuts. There you go.
Cool. App Insights tools for Visual Studio. So this is a preview, but the idea with App Insights is we can actually track what's going on in your application. This is the first preview that you can actually basically download. The idea is here, it's actually integrated in the tools. So when you do file new project, you can do things, for example, like, hey, add App Insights to your project. And what's going to happen here, it does the automatic telemetry of how your application is working. And the one thing for example, for a web application, it's going to take about 10 to 15 minutes to see it in the portal, but then you'll be able to see real live data of how your application is being used. So definitely some cool stuff there.
Cool. This is a little article on how to make an app logo that doesn't suck. And
David Washington.
Yeah, and sometimes it might not be the top of mind for a one-house or one-person developer, but The icon for your application is extremely important, and you want to have something that represents your brand and looks good and is going to attract the eye when people are browsing through the store. So here's some tips here. He talks about an app he's got called Vector that'll automate the exporting for different sizes for different resolutions. So, yeah.
Are any of these considered good?
Well, maybe the guitar one. I like the guitar one. The balloon, not so big on that. And the paper one, as much as I like skeuomorphism, that might be a little much.
Okay. I kind of like the tie. I don't know what it is, but...
It would depend on what the app is.
Depends
so
on
it's
what
hard
the app
to say
is.
If you don't know what the app is.
That's right.
How to dress yourself. That would be a good one for that.
How to make it how to tie a tie, which I need to download that app.
Yeah.
So this one's the modern web apps with ASP.NET, and our friends Scott Hanselman and Scott Hunter go through, and a number of our other favorite folks. So I think Mads is in there and a bunch of other folks. But the idea is, hey, if you're looking to build modern web apps with ASP.NET, this is all on new technology, so Visual Studio 2013. You get to see Web Essentials as well, which a lot of people use. So and, of course, all the content is free and on Channel 9.
Cool. Awesome. Learning Unity. Here's a couple of tutorials that are pretty good. You can learn 2D game development and a 3D breakout tutorial. So if you're new to Unity, and Unity is awesome, so definitely want to check that out. If you're new to it, try this out. There's some tutorials here, and dig in.
Yeah, the 2D game
stuff
is going to be.
What else can you say about tutorials?
What else can you say? This is good for the person that wants to learn.
It is.
This
is
how you start. And the real point is Unity started out as a 3D game engine.
Yeah.
And in their latest conference in Vancouver is when they announced that they were doing 2D. Their 2D engine is pretty awesome.
And I think we have a Channel 9 video talking about doing 2D with Unity too, like from a past live event. I remember seeing that. But yeah, you can do 2D with it, and it's just a really powerful game engine. Another thing too is, I mean, if you have an Oculus Rift, if you're lucky enough to have one of those, it's really simple to use Unity to build a virtual environment, which normally would be quite a bit more difficult.
Absolutely. So I'm not cool enough to have one. I know you are.
Well, I'll let you borrow mine.
Thank you. Well, it brings us to Picks of the Week.
Pick of the Week. And you actually picked this Pick of the Week for me. Thank you for doing that.
That would be Greg
Duncan.
Otherwise,
I feel like I was blowing my own horn there. There you go. So this is an interview I did with Bill Buxton and Jeff Hahn. And it was just, you know, I thought, hey, who are the two people that I'd really like to get together and just talk about technology? This is my first two picks.
Let's say I have no idea who Bill Buxton and Jeff Hahn are.
Bill Buxton is just, well, they're both legends of NUI, which that was going to be my title for the series, was
and
the
NUI
legends
is...
of NUI, Natural User Interface.
Okay.
So Bill Buxton was an inventor and a person who really honed a lot of the human-computer interface tools that we use today. He was big on touch back in the 70s, and believe it or not, that stuff did exist back then.
All right.
Yeah, and so they came in. I had a whole list of questions I wanted to ask him about, you know, touch and NUI and everything else. And it turns out they're friends, and they were hanging out the night before watching all these old tech videos from like the 80s and stuff. And they were in this great conversation about, you know, like how cinema has influenced design. And Jeff came in, he was talking about old Bill Hill video and stuff like that. So I was like, we'll save these questions for next time. And we just carried on that conversation. So it's just a great natural conversation.
So there will
about
be a
technology.
Part two.
There's a part two. Part two is my favorite, talking about how anything that comes out has actually been being worked on for 20 years. Which the night before when I was getting ready, I was like, that just can't be. I mean, Moore's Law and everything else, it has to be faster than that. But no, it's actually the case. Anything, you find anything, and it's been 20 years in the making.
God, that's terrible. So this is bringing your child up correctly, teaching them the ABCDEF geeks. So again, super cute site, but you know, if you had to teach your kids the alphabet, so how about A is for Akbar?
Love it.
It should really say it's a trap somehow.
Yeah.
It should. I mean, just a K is for Klingon, so.
T is for trap.
This is adorable, and little things you could print out and have the kids play with.
It is very nice.
I love the drawings.
Yeah.
The art was really what got me.
Awesome.
So, definitely cool stuff. Larry, thanks again for being on.
Thank you for having me.
And we will catch you all next time.